Hey everyone, welcome to PhoneRena's in-depth video review of the Pantech Breeze 2 P2000, which is available right now through AT&T. This device is your ordinary looking flip phone, actually, and it's the successor to the original Pantech Breeze, which came out 2 years ago. This device is actually geared towards older adults, or for anyone who's looking for a simple solution that doesn't have too much on the spec side, but is simple and easy to use. As far as design goes, it actually remains faithful to the original in terms of design and dimensions. It doesn't really stand out as much as being a good-looking phone, but it's more than adequate. The materials they use is this blue plastic, which does make it feel a little bit cheap, but the construction feels pretty good in the handset as you open it up and close it. It has a pretty good solid feel overall. It's lightweight too, so it really won't bog you down the pockets as well. So on the outside of the phone, you have a 1.38-inch display that shows you only the date, time, and also music information if you're playing any tunes. Right below that, you have these three LED indicators for text messages, phone calls, and also low battery. When you open up the handset, you'll be greeted to the 2.2-inch QVGA display, which has support for up to 262,000 colors. It looks pretty good, well-sized for this type of device, and as you can see, the text is quite easy to read. Right below that, you have these quick menu keys, you could assign them to launch different stuff, like call a person or even launch an application. The keypad, though, they are well-sized, as you can see, oval in shape. They are flush to the surface, but they're accompanied with a pretty good tactile response. We definitely like the layout and feel of it. On the left-hand side, you just have the volume rocker, while on the right, you have the proprietary USB connection port. And on the back, you have a 1.3-megapixel camera with speakerphone. And removing the back cover will give you access to the battery, SIM card slot, and microSD card. Now, the neat thing about the Breeze is actually that it offers two different modes for people who aren't really used to using most phones nowadays. For example, right now we have the set option for the advanced mode, which presents you the normal looking layout on most Pantech devices. Really pretty decent size icons, same animations to it, but it's nothing really too different from what we've seen previously. But you could even change it to the Breeze mode, which basically allows it to be a really simplified interface, which gives you some of the most commonly used features on the phone with pretty large text, again geared towards the older population to make it really easy on them to see what's going on the handset itself. Now when it comes to messaging on the Pantech Breeze 2, the experience is similar to any other Pantech phone out there. So if you want to send a text message, you could do so by using the numeric keypad, and also it has the option for predictive text for faster input. If you're going to do email on the phone, you have the usual AT&T layout here. You just simply put in your username and password and automatically will set it up for you. And finally, you also have instant messaging on the phone. So if you want to IM someone, you have AIM, Windows Live Messenger, and Yahoo. Even though it's positioned as a basic entry-level phone, we were really surprised by the multimedia capabilities on the Pantech Breeze 2. For example, it uses the same exact music player interface found on other Pantech devices. So if you exit back to the home screen, it's going to continue playing with the mini player loaded. When you close the phone completely, it'll show you what's playing on the outside. And as far as speaker sound quality goes, it's pretty decent on the phone. For something being a basic flip phone, we're really impressed by the web browsing experience on the Breeze 2. It's powered by Opera Mini. As you can see, you have our page overview right here. Scrolling's not a problem with this, and you can just zoom into a specific area, and this text is automatically resized to fit the page, and we're just really impressed by the overall experience by it. When it comes to making phone calls on the Breeze 2, we're really content by its performance. There wasn't that much noticeable static or distortion, and voices did sound quite natural. But when we switched to the speakerphone, we did notice that it kind of lacked in power, made it a little bit difficult to hear our callers. As far as battery life goes with the Pantech Breeze 2, the manufacturer has it rated for 3 hours of talk. We managed to get 5.5 hours on it, so really impressed by that aspect. On top of that, we really didn't have any dropped calls or bad connection to the network. When it comes to taking photos with its 1.3-megapixel camera, outdoor shots came out okay, except for the fact that colors were a little bit more on a neutral side, but when we took it indoors, we did notice it to be a little bit more grainy and lacked any color. When we use the phone to take videos, it has a maximum shooting resolution of 320 by 240. Although it might not have been the most detailed, it was had a consistent looking frame rate, although it was kind of jerky at sometimes. Overall, we were content with the performance out of the Pantech Breeze 2. Even though it might not be the best looking handset out there, but it's definitely geared towards the older population. At the same time, it does offer a pretty good decent amount of features that most people wouldn't think that this type of handset would have. On top of that, it's an inexpensive handset to make it quite affordable on any budget. So if you'd like to learn more about this handset or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonerena.com.